thing.
But they take a lot better care of people now, you know. I mean, a long time ago, people would die, and they wouldn't know what they...
Well, yeah, of course, that's right. But this dying business, that nobody can make you live when it's time to die. But if that'd be so, the doctor never die.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know they can prolong people's lives.
I don't believe that neither. What I believe this, I believe that they can keep you from suffering. I'm just telling you what I believe. That's not what everybody else believes. There's a lot of people who believe. A lot of people believe that they can make you live, but I don't believe that. I believe that they can make you feel better for the time that you live. They can give you something to kill the pain, to stop your suffering. I believe that. But when that hour will come for you to die, there's nothing they can do. That's my belief. Now, I might be wrong. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I believe. I believe that when it's time to die, there's nothing anybody can do. You're going to die. But the people are getting places that look like there's no way for them to come out of there, and they come out of there without a scratch. And another one getting something similar to that, and he's dead. There's bound to be something like that. I can't see nothing else.
A long time ago, though, people would die, and they wouldn't know...
They wouldn't know what to die of. Well, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
But...
And not just that, a long time ago, people would suffer so much with things... You know, they suffer with something that nobody would do him any good. In other words, the doctor wasn't smart enough to give him kind of Medicare that they could get, you know, to keep him from suffering. And they would die, and the people didn't know what they died of. But today, when people die, well, they know what they die. They know if he got a cancer or whatever he got. They know. And you take for a cancer, people got cancer. And any time they cut on people that got a cancer, they don't make him live no longer. I don't believe that. He said he's going to suffer more after they put the knife in him than if they wouldn't put the knife in him. I'm just telling you what I believe. I don't know. I don't know no more than nobody else. But that's what I'm just saying, what I believe from the people that I have seen, people that died from cancer and others that died from operation, you know, from cancer with an operation, and some died without an operation. I know a man died not too long ago. He was 45 or 46 years old. But he'd been suffering with that cancer for a good while. But he lived it out. In other words, if he talked to her, if he was a good friend of his, he would tell you how he felt.
You wouldn't let that doctor heal with steel?
But if he got out at a party somewhere, well, you'd have swore in the dam there was nothing wrong with that man. And he was about 45 when he died. Nobody knew. Well, he suffered maybe about a week. But when he first started feeling bad, he didn't went to a doctor and did operate on him. He would have suffered a whole lot more. That's my belief. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I believe in that. And this is where he suffered maybe about a week. And he died.
Is there a place around here where people are buried?
Not the fact, you know. Nobody buried back there. We all buried in Donaldson's grave. People from back here.